Get ready to get ready.
Coming to you live from the MFG studios
in the heart of America's summer golf capital. We help you play better golf. It's time to get your game on
and take it deep.
This is the Mike Fay Golf Show.
Here's your host, Mike Fay.
What's up, podcast? Excited that you're here with us today. We've got a pretty cool topic today. We're going to talk about coaching programs. You know, golf is hard, and it takes time to change. Time to change your patterns, time to change the way you hit the golf ball, all those things. And today we're going to sit down with Frank and talk about coaching programs. You know, nobody ever really got really good at golf through one golf lesson. In fact, we don't even say the word lesson anymore. We talk about coaching programs and helping you become a better player. So let's get to it. You know, Frank, it's pretty important that when you want to get better at golf, you have to understand how much time it takes, right, to get better at golf. It's definitely not just a quick fix, right?
Definitely. I mean, most players, you know, one of the first things that I ask a player when I start working with them is, how much time do you have to practice? You know, how much time can you actually devote to working on your game to get better? Because if you're just going to come to me for one lesson and then tell me you don't have a whole lot of time to practice, in reality, how are you going to get better?
Exactly. So being committed is a very, very big deal to getting better at the game of golf. It's definitely one of the hardest sports that anyone can take up, but it's also the most rewarding, I think, right?
I agree with you. I think if you can put in the time and the effort and really work at all aspects of your game, not just one or two points, you are going to get better.
Right. So, you know, one of the things that I like to do is put people on coaching programs. I know that you do it too, where you have people that go through based upon their ability and what they need to do and how many times they need to see you in a certain period of time. Don't you think that's probably the best way to handle things?
Well, I think it is, because again, you're getting a commitment from the player. And if you have commitment, it usually shows that they're going to work on their game and try and get better. Again, if they're just going to come to you for one or two lessons, where's really the commitment in that? That's more of a Band-Aid than anything else.
Right. Yeah. Band-Aids don't get you better at golf, you guys. It just doesn't. So finding a coach, how do people find a good coach for them? What do you think, Frank?
Well, I think some of it could be word of mouth. You know, if you have a good reputation in your area and you've done some things to improve players to where other people have seen this, you're going to get some referrals. I know that's how I tend to get a good percentage of my players, is players that I have worked with that have made those kind of changes and improvements, that have maybe gone on to play, younger players that have gone on to play college golf or high school golf or taken the next steps. A lot of times those parents, those students, they're going to talk you up. They're going to help you get other players. Or other people see that and they say, geez, I was wondering if you could do that for my child, you know, and is it possible? Sure. If they're willing to commit and work like those students did, though.
Right, exactly. Definitely looking in your local area, you guys, is pretty important. I know that Google is a big deal, looking at that. And, you know, ask your friends who play golf. Just like Frank said, I think ask your friends is a big deal.
Hi, this is Brent Davis from Team Mike Fay Golf. You've heard me speak with the guys here on this podcast, but I would just want to let you know that I also host a different podcast called Coaching Uncovered. That's the podcast where coaches come to talk about coaching. We've had a whole heap of different guests so far on the podcast. We've had exercise physiologists, we've had PhDs, we've had golf pros, including Mike and Jason, both coming to have a chat to me. So I would love for you to come and check out that podcast as well and subscribe. So you can find it at coachinguncovered.podbean.com. mikefaygolf.com and also brentdavisgolf.com and in the usual places where you download your podcast. So come and subscribe, check it out. You can find it on social media platforms as well, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And I would love to get your feedback and your support. And hopefully you like that podcast as much as you like the MFG podcast. So thanks for listening, and I hope to catch you on that podcast as well.
Let's get back to the show.
And then, you know, I think the initial consultation with the coach is pretty important to decide a game plan. That's what you really need to do and decide whether, number one, if you like spending time with this coach, you know, and then you can develop a relationship, and developing that relationship and the better the relationship is, the more you get out of playing golf, I think. Don't you think, Frank?
I agree with you. You said a big word there, relationship. And every player that I try to work with, I try to create a relationship with it. Mike, when you say the word relationship, it doesn't necessarily always have to be about golf, too. It could be about how you relate to them just in life situations. I try to impress upon my players, I want them to call me about not only anything golf related, but anything else, any other problems they may be having, if they need somebody to talk to, if they need just somebody to run some things by, I want to be that person. So the word relationship, I think, is key to coaching.
Oh, it's big time.
You have to be able to relate.
Absolutely. I mean, there's no doubt when you go out and you're playing the game of golf and you've got worries on your mind or stuff like that, other things going on, and you can't clear your head to be able to play the best golf you possibly can, that makes it difficult. And that's why, you know, we're coaches now. We coach people to be able to handle these situations and figure out how to help you guys play your best. And that's part of it. That's part of developing a relationship with you. Knowing how a person learns is really important too. Every person's different. So, you know, every coaching program has to be different. The amount of time you spend on different aspects of the game, what you spend time on, that's part of the game plan and putting things together and figuring out how to make you guys play your best golf.
Mike, one other thing I'd like to add too is I think part of being a good coach is being someone as a coach too that continues to educate themselves, that continues to learn, so that you're not cookie cutter with every single student that you get. And to me, the more knowledge you have that you can pass along to a student, the more the student is going to gain from those kind of situations. I just feel very, very positive on coaches need to continue to improve their skills and educate themselves on the different things that are going on in the business. I mean, it's just like a doctor. You can't treat medicine the way you did 20 years ago today, because things continue to evolve and change. And just look within coaching how things have evolved and changed. You know, it's just like you said, the word coach before, no, we were golf professionals. We were teachers. We're coaches now.
Absolutely. No, it covers much more aspects of the game than how you swing your golf club. No doubt about that. Let's talk a little bit about hopping around, taking lessons from a bunch of different people. I find it very difficult to advance a player's abilities if they keep hearing different things from different people. And that also, you know, goes right along with reading Golf Digest and watching YouTube and all this other stuff, just trying everything and anything to get better. If you hear one voice, it makes a lot easier. Don't you think, Frank?
Exactly. And I tell that to my students. You need to have one voice and one voice only. It's like you say, if you're going to listen to everybody and if you're going to read every article in Golf Magazine, Golf Digest, whatever other instruction magazines are out there, I think there's a lot of confusion at that point in time. And I think you just need to listen to one person rather than listen to, two, three, four, five people. You know, we all maybe we're saying the same things, Mike, but we do communicate it a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important that, again, from a coaching standpoint, you have good communication skills. And what we're trying to do is, again, create this relationship so that you are that voice. You become that voice. I'm in total agreement with you. I think if you're taking lessons from three different professionals or coaches, there's going to be a lot of confusion, and it's going to be, to me, more difficult than easy.
Yeah, there's no doubt, because, you know, one of the things I get a kick out of is the, I just read or I just saw the latest thing, and a lot of times people think that that's what they really need to get better, right?
And exactly. Rather than looking at those articles, Mike, and realizing, you know, that's an article for that particular player.
Right.
Yeah, maybe there's a few things in there that you can adapt for you, but the total gist of the article is really for that particular player.
Yeah.
Not for every player.
Yeah, exactly. So big gist of everything, just to kind of wrap things up here. Coaching programs, the more time that you can spend with your coach, the better you get at golf. No doubt about that. That is fact. And the more time that you can commit to getting better in between seeing your coach, the faster you get better at playing the game of golf. Right, Frank?
Exactly, Mike. And one other thing I'd like to add is something that you and I have talked extensively about is on-course coaching.
Mm-hmm.
I think today, the more we can take our students out on the golf course and teach them what to do in the exact environment that they're going to be competing or playing on, it's going to make them better players.
Yeah, no doubt. You play the game of golf on the course.
Very exactly. Cool. Not on the range.
Yes. All right. Thanks, Frank.
Thank you, Mike.
You bet.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mike Fay Golf Show.
This has been a Mike Fay Golf production.
Follow us today on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We are Mike Fay Golf. Team MFG.